Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this third Sunday in Lent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for the third Sunday in Lent is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 1 through 13. I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud, and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. This is the word of God. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to resist the temptation to evil, idolatry, immorality, and especially the temptation to put Christ to the test and to grumble and complain. Instead, to place all our faith and trust in Jesus, to guard and keep us from the temptations to sin and the desire for evil things. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson, St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, with special attention to the following verse. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, is God faithful? Yes, is God faithful when we are tempted beyond our ability to endure it? And is God faithful and will also provide the way of escape so that we are able to bear it? This is especially true when we are tempted to desire evil things, just like the people of Israel did. When we are tempted to become idolaters as they ate and drank and rose to play and built themselves a golden calf. Tempted to engage in sexual immorality as 23,000 of them fell in a single day. Tempted to put Jesus Christ to the test as they were destroyed by serpents. And tempted to grumble and complain as the people of Israel did when they were destroyed by the destroyer. Because that was precisely the warnings St. Paul gave to the Christians in the church of Corinth. St. Paul reminded them that the people of Israel were under the cloud, under God's leadership and guidance, as God successfully led them through the sea, and as they were baptized and submitted to the leadership of Moses, that they ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink provided for them, and that spiritual food and drink was Christ, the rock. But later God was not pleased with most of them, as they were overthrown in the wilderness because of their disobedience and rebellion against God. So St. Paul used these things that the people of Israel did as an example for the Christians in the church of Corinth, and for us today to avoid, as he warned them, saying, "Do not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did, and not grumble as some of them did." Instead, St. Paul encouraged them to be different. Now these things happened to them, the people of Israel, as an example to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things, as they did. This is true when we are also tempted, and we are faced with our own problems and disappointments, as well as trials and tribulations in life. Because when it happens to us, it is not always easy to resist evil things either. And we sin against the Lord in the same way the people of Israel did. As a matter of fact, St. Paul emphasizes that in our text for today. "Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall." In other words, if we think we got our act together, be careful that we do not suddenly fall into sin and be tempted to desire evil things. This is especially true when we are tempted beyond our ability to say no because of our weaknesses. And because of our sins, we are not always able to stand our ground, and we also need God's help, guidance, and protection. St. Paul writes saying, "God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way to escape, that you will be able to endure it." Only God can help us overcome the temptations to sin and reject the desire for evil things and provide the way of escape so that we will be able to endure it. As a matter of fact, God provided the way of escape for Joseph when he was tempted to commit adultery with his master's wife. When Joseph trusted in God and said, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" God gave Joseph the strength to say no, to stand up for what was right, and obey the sixth commandment. That was also true of Abraham as he resisted the temptation not to trust in God, when God told him, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering." And Abraham did, as he trusted in God and was ready to sacrifice his only son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him, saying, "Abraham, Abraham, do not lay a hand on the boy. Now I know you fear God." That was also true of the Syrophoenician woman who had a daughter possessed by an evil spirit. She came pleading for Jesus' help as she knelt before him saying, "Lord, help me." Even though at first Jesus told her to go away because he had come to save only the lost sheep of Israel. But she would not give up and was persistent, so that Jesus finally told her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed immediately. Yes, Joseph, Abraham, and the Syrophoenician woman passed the test because they placed all their faith and trust in God. That was also true of Jesus himself as the Son of Man. As he passed the test when he was tempted by the devil out in the wilderness of the desert, not only once, but three times. At the end of the day, Jesus finally told the devil, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." St. Paul emphasizes this in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13. "Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we faithful when we are tempted to evil, idolatry, immorality, or when we are tempted to put Christ to the test or to grumble and complain? Are we faithful to stand our ground when temptations come alluring? And the answer is no, not always. Because of our sinful nature, we're not always able to resist the temptations to sin and the desires for evil things and fall into the same trap the people of Israel did. That is why we need Jesus. We need Jesus to step in and help us, to make us patient and enduring as we place all of our faith and trust in Him, to guard us and keep us from the temptations to sin and the desire for evil things, to guard us and keep us from idolatry, from sexual immorality, from testing the Lord, and to guard and keep us from grumbling and complaining against the Lord. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 14, "Do everything without complaining, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit as we repent and resist the temptations to sin and the desire for evil things, so that at the end of the day we may overcome it and obtain the victory through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. To be more like Joseph, Abraham, the Syrophoenician woman, and especially more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, goodness, and compassion. Yes, God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you will be able to endure it. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to repent from our sins and resist the temptation to evil, idolatry, immorality, or when we are tempted to put Christ to the test and to grumble and complain. May we always place all our faith and trust in Jesus to guard and keep us from the temptations to sin and the desire for evil things. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Savior, like a shepherd, lead us."
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us.
us pray. Dear Father in heaven, today we continue to pray again for the government and for the people of Ukraine. We pray for those families whose loved ones have been injured, and especially for those who have been killed as civilians. Father, we continue to pray for them as they fight for their freedom as a nation. We pray that you will help those who are fleeing for their safety, and more than 3 million of Ukrainians who have already fled as refugees to Poland, Romania, and other nations nearby. Father, we also continue to pray for our nation and for our allies in Europe to continue keeping us safe and protected from any cyber attacks or threats of nuclear bombing by the Russian Federation. Finally, Father, we pray again for peace and the hope for diplomatic talks to end this unprovoked war, which has caused insurmountable destruction and especially hurt, pain, suffering, death, and dying. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this third Sunday in Lent, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, God will take care of you. That God will especially take care of the people of Ukraine. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, no matter what may be the test. Through days of toil, when heart doth fail, when dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. Through every day, over all the way, God will take care of you. Amen.